The bill would make a fourth drunk driving offense a felony if it happens within 5 years of a previous offense. It would also make repeat drunk drivers get ignition interlocks, which are breathalyzers attached to a car that someone has to blow before the vehicle will start. West Dallas Democratic sponsor Tony Staskunas called the plan the most comprehensive reform of drunk driving laws that's ever passed the Wisconsin legislature.
For too long, the legislature, in my opinion, has not addressed this issue. I'm very proud that we're addressing it today in what I think is a very comprehensive and going to be a very effective way of reducing drunk driving in our state.
Lawmakers decided not to raise the liquor or beer tax to pay for these changes. They also passed on legalizing roadside sobriety checkpoints and decided not to make a first drunk driving offense a misdemeanor in all cases. While some lawmakers complained about those decisions, they all voted for the bill anyway. But Wisconsin Rapids Democrat Marlon Schneider had other issues with the bill and gave his colleagues a history lesson of all the attempts to curb drunk driving during his lengthy legislative career. He ended on this line.
Even if I'm the only one here, my vote on this bill is going to be no, because it's not going to make any difference at all.
Schneider was the only one to vote against this plan in both the Senate and the Assembly. It now heads to Governor Jim Doyle, who has pledged to sign it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.